The government has approved a series of measures that touch a bit every part of Italian society, going from mini reforms on the pension system to the reintroduction of a tax on the first home or the home where people live, an increase in the value of the benefit that people get from living in their home, which in Italy is based on historical and actually very old historical values. Slight change in the taxation regime of companies, some cuts to the spending of governments, and in particular there is a fourth layer compared to Australia of government that Italians have besides the council, the region and the government, the Italian government. They have provinces and their role has been reduced, and some additional tax on luxury items, which are truly luxury, like airplanes, boats or big cars. The key measures, though, are the no indexation for pensions besides the very minimum pensions, up to about €900 a month, the introduction of a 0.4% tax on the first home and 0.7% tax on any further home that one has.
Who is going to be most impacted by these reforms?
Unfortunately, for what one can see, the people who cannot escape from Italy, either in terms of migration or in terms of income, and are still in the labor force, will be the ones that are most impacted. And so basically Italian families, because they will face higher cost from their spending because the equivalent of the GST will go up. For some of their pension entitlements, they will be deferred in the future, so they will only go to retire later on in their life. And for what one can see, the measures to sustain economic growth are really, really weak. And so there is even little hope in terms of pickup of growth, which, let's remind ourselves, in the case of Italy, has been below the European average for over 20 years, and this is really hurting Italians.
What has been the reaction to these measures?
Look, the reactions in Italy are mild. If you look at the comments posted on the main newspapers' websites, you can feel that people are a bit let down. They were hoping in, first of all, far stronger measures, and probably measures that would eliminate sort of the traditional benefits that part of the Italian society have. I believe the broad public had in mind that Mr. Monti could actually cut into those, and those benefits could go, for example, from the very little or no taxation on some religious holdings and benefits that religious entities, in particular the Catholic Church, receive from the state, to privileges accumulated by people in politics, special indemnities, abilities to double up salaries with consulting and so forth for people who are better off. There was talk in this reform that Mr. Monti has brought forward of an increase in the tax rate for Italians earning more than €55,000 a year, which is not a massive amount, but that has not got through. The taxes are taken from where it is relatively easy to collect taxes, and so you can sense this feeling of being a bit let down by the Italian public. One can only hope that this is just the first step of stronger and clearer measures of a shift in the way in which economic reforms are